Palmetto Mornings on WRHI and CN2.
It is 8:10 in the morning on this Thursday edition of Palmetto Morning, 71 degrees. I'm Lucas McFadden.
I'm Alex Greenewald.
Love to welcome in our listeners who are listening on the free WRHI app on WRHI.com. Of course, on free on the radio, FM 100.1, AM 1340. That's the original. It's the mothership, the OG channel. So we appreciate all of our listeners there. And of course, you can watch this radio program on CN2. That's on Caporium Cable Channel 102. And you're already most likely on the World Wide Web. Swing by your social media platforms. Follow CN2 and WRHI, and you can watch us and listen to us on many of those major social media channels. It is time for us to check in about what's going on the campus of York Technical College. We're excited to welcome to the show Dr. Jamie Cooper, Executive Vice President of Academic and Student Affairs. And good morning to you, Dr. Cooper.
Well, good morning, Lucas. Thank you for having me here.
Well, you came in dry as can be.
Yeah, you sure did.
But it's raining outside.
Yes, it is.
So before we dive in to learn a little bit about you and what you're responsible for, what is the latest regarding Tropical Storm Debbie from York Technical College campus?
Sure. Well, we are certainly continuing to monitor the situation. We are open. We are operating, but we are advising our faculty staff to use their discretion and for our supervisors to be as flexible as possible. We are finishing up our last week of summer classes, so we do have some students, not many, but we are certainly encouraging everyone to use their best judgment, not put themselves into danger or in harm's way, but continuing to work to support our community.
Perfect. All right. Well, moving on from that, tell us about your role of the Executive Vice President of Student and Academic Affairs. What does an average day look like for Dr. Cooper?
Oh, boy.
Oh, lots of meetings.
Oh, okay. Well, let's fast forward to the good stuff.
Yeah. Well, I oversee all of our academic programs. So working with our faculty on what kinds of programs do we want to offer, working with our admissions team and our student support teams to really support our students. Because obviously we are very enrollment focused. We are also obviously very focused on the community. We know that we play a very important role in offering opportunity to our community, supporting the economic growth of the area. So we really center that in terms of our academic programs and our portfolio. So really working with our faculty and staff to meet the needs of our community and support the students that come to York Tech.
Recently, when York Tech was here on Palmetto Mornings, we heard some of the non-accredited programs on campus?
Right, our non-credit programs.
Okay. Non-credit. Yeah.
Non-credit programs.
Yeah. They are very well accredited over there.
Yes, we are very well accredited, very focused on accreditation, yes.
Thank you. We were sharing earlier how we've got to watch our words so
yes.
I can see.
Titles and words.
The school's accredited.
Yes.
These are... Again, they're called non...
They're not called non-credit, which okay. means, individuals from the community, we have a whole catalog of non-credit courses, which means you can come in there for a limited amount of time. You get a certain kind of training or a certain kind of industry credential, but it does not require you to do any kind of admissions application or do anything around financial aid that our credit students typically do.
But this morning you're going to tell us about new programs that students can enroll in and get a degree in?
Yes. So okay. These are – so for fall 2024, we are launching 4 new certificate programs. So these are short-term programs. Students can do them in as little as a semester. So they vary in length. And so our 4 new programs this fall are nursing assistant, ECG technician, our teacher assistant certificate, manual machining certificate, and manufacturing fundamentals certificate. So 2 in our kind of health and human services area and 2 in our industrial engineering technologies area. So we really watch the labor market a lot. Mm-hmm. We just finished a labor market study. And so it's really important that we are creating credentials that lead to jobs, because everything we do, we want to make sure that when our students leave us, they have the opportunity to go into the workforce or to elevate their position in the workforce. So that's really what we focus on when we're looking at what new credentials we want to offer.
Well, I love to hear that because I know it has been a rough week with stock markets down and, and we're seeing the job crises. But to know that here locally, you guys are always looking ahead to fill what could potentially be a drying pipeline of talent and figuring out whether it's the next generation or job shifting, whatever generation you're in. And we love to see that because, again, it gives the folks an alternative chance to get any type of degree, certificate, and to hear new programs being offered is incredible. I just shared earlier that you just never know who has gone through our local colleges, and especially with York Technical College. There's an experience yesterday. I ran into somebody, and again, they were proud to toot their horn that they were able to go to York Tech and get their degree. And so little things like this, they're giving back to this community in some way, shape, or form, which is exactly what that study would hope to see the impact.
Well, you're meeting the demand, right?
Yeah, correct.
I mean, if you want to train the next generation of employees, if they're not doing this job anymore, instead they're doing that job, it would make no sense to continue to offer this degree.
Mm-hmm.
And it is interesting because people want to become something that they see, right? Mm-hmm. So that's why when you ask kids, what do you want to be when you grow up? They usually say an athlete, an actor, a policeman, or a fireman, because they see those jobs. But what you described with your programs here, these were jobs that I wouldn't necessarily think that there's a role for that position in that industry.
Mm-hmm.
But once you get on campus and you talk to your advisor and say, here's really what I'm passionate about, they're able to say, well, this is a new program that we now are offering at York Tech. Do you encounter that a lot sometimes with students?
Yeah. I think, you know, two of our programs, this manual machining and the manufacturing fundamentals, these are jobs that are not very visible, but they are huge industry sectors in our area. So we know we have a lot of manufacturing opportunities. So we have very high demand for our welding programs, our machine tool technology programs, and these certificates stack into that, meaning someone can come in, spend a limited amount of time, get a credential, go into the workforce, and that then stacks into some of our other credentials. So you can get a diploma or an associate's degree, and with every credential, you have more opportunity for advancement. And so when we think about, you know, one of our programs is teaching assistant, we know there is a shortage of teachers. And so we are looking at ways to get more individuals into the workforce for early childhood education and the K-12 system to really help meet those needs and fill those gaps that we're seeing.
Dr. Jamie Cooper is the Executive Vice President of Academic and Student Affairs for York Technical College. Is it too late for folks to sign up for the fall semester, fall 2024? What do they need to do, and when is the first day of class?
So our first day of class is August 19th. But one of the great things about York Tech is that we offer 16, 8-week, and 4-week terms. So we are right now enrolling for our 16 and our first 8-week terms. So individuals can still apply for the fall. Probably going to go into our second 8-week term, but we have lots of opportunity. We have a great admissions staff ready to assist them, and we're certainly looking forward to a very large class this fall. So everything looks great for us.
So stop procrastinating.
Yes.
You can still get it together.
Yes.
And if you have no idea what to do, but you do want to go to York Tech, again, start there and they'll talk to you and get an advisor partnered with you, and the sky's the limit. You can do what you need to do. All right. Fantastic. Dr. Jamie Cooper is Executive Vice President of Academic and Student Affairs for York Technical College. It was nice to meet you, Dr.
Yes,
Cooper.
So
stay
great.
Dry out there. And again, as he said, it's business as normal on the campus of York Technical College, but stay tuned to all their social media pages and emails and alerts. If Debbie decides to do even more, they might make some other changes throughout the day. Good to have you. Thank you so much for
Thank
being
you.
Here.
Dr. Cooper.